We need to move on to another police matter now, which has been highlighted this week by a couple of calls that we've had here in the office about abandoned vehicles. We've had a couple of people commenting on the fact that summer's coming very shortly, and very next week or the week after the children finish school, etc. And then we're starting to get all of the influx of tourists, and there's a number of abandoned cars, or perceived abandoned cars, as you'd say, in various places on the Orawella Costa. And also, as well as that, there's cars parked up with for sale sign-in, which are people are saying it's obviously a business trying to sell them, etc., and they just park in your street, and basically we're talking about cars which shouldn't perhaps be parked there. We had a problem a couple of years ago, and there has been talk about you creating a space on the Orawella Costa as a vehicle pound in the past, and the tow truck and all this kind of stuff. So what can we actually do about abandoned vehicles?
Well, first of all, you can of course report it to the police, or you can report it to our email, which is residentes@orihuela.es, and my assistant Heike will look into it and forward it to the police. Best would be, of course, with a little picture and, of course, the address where this car is sitting, so that then it can be checked if it's abandoned or if it has been reported as stolen or whatsoever. As far as I know, there is a procedure when it is thought that it might be an abandoned car, but it's not on the list of stolen cars, etc. Then it gets a sticker from the police saying if you are not removing this car, the police is going to remove it within a certain time. So this has a sort of a schedule, a procedure. About the surrender things, I'm not so well informed. I don't know what the law says about it. It is annoying, of course, and I will try to find out how this situation is. What happens if several cars are parked one after one behind the other and all with surrender? Okay. Signs in it.
Right, so, crucially, if a car looks abandoned, then report it to the town hall, much as if it was a sofa, for example, or a big piece of rubbish.
Well, I reported a car myself not a long time ago, which I thought was an abandoned car, and it came out that it wasn't an abandoned car. It was a parked car from somebody who seems to own a property nearby.
I can't remember which way. It's either San Pedro or Pilar de la Redada, just down the road, are also using the Linea Verde application, which you use for garden waste, and the police there are encouraging people to use that to take pictures of abandoned cars, and then it goes through the system and comes to them. So it's kind of like, much as on the Orawella Costa you try to encourage and had quite a good response from Linea Verde, the police down there are saying abandoned cars as well, use it for that. I mean, is that something that could be done on your use of the application?
Well, I think using the Linea Verde as we have it at the moment would reach a department which has nothing to do with it really, and which would then have to forward it to the next department which has something to do with it, so I don't think that is the right way to do. And regarding a compound which is needed in Orihuela Costa, well, we do have plots of land who do belong to the town hall and which are called in the big urbanistic general plan as plots for equipment. Well, first of all, unfortunately, those plots are all situated within residential areas. So now, even if I say one of these plots is needed to put a compound in for cars, which the grower, the lorry comes to take away, I suppose nobody wants to have it next door. The other thing is that it needs certain facilities. So really, we cannot, the town hall has not, does not have the financial possibility at the moment to make a place like this in proper conditions and then put staff in. The problem is always the staff, but we could eventually put it out to tender and see if we then find a company who says, well, you give me the plot and in change I will do the investment, and after 30 years it comes, well, these kind of contracts. It's something which could be looked into it, and but the problem is really to say we find one of these equipment plots which would be suitable and not create a big wave of residents being with big signs on the street saying we do not want to have that next door.
Okay. We've talked about similar things in the past as well, but presumably you couldn't just come up with a collaboration with, say, Torrevieja, for example, who have got a pound and their own tow trucks. You couldn't just say, oh, Torrevieja, will you do us a favour and come and move our cars?
No, because we are the municipality of Orihuela. we have a place like this in Orihuela, so yes, we cannot just bring our cars to Torrevieja.
In touch. In tune.
They've got the best presenters on the Costa Blanca.
Plays the music I like to listen to.
You're in touch and in tune with Excite Radio.